Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. You sound so much like your character.
Oh,
It's
really? That's hilarious.
crazy.
Yeah, I had to go up a few higher octaves, but
That's true. That's true. It's the British accent. We all love a British accent, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for speaking with me about Puck and the Sisters Grimm. It's such a
All
cute
right.
movie. So I like watched it. I was like eating my cereal. Like it reminds me of Saturday morning cartoons. Like it's coming.
Yeah, you're going back. Went back in time for a little bit. That's great. Job done.
Eat my cinnamon toast crunch. I was like, I love this. We all know like the Brothers Grimm stories and the Grimm stories in general. What's your favorite Grimm story?
I think the one that I just know the storyline, I don't know whether it because it just like haunted me because they're quite scary in ways, but it was Red Riding Hood, you know, like there's a wolf pretending to be a grandma. Like it's frightening, but I guess there's a moral to the story. You have sheep in wolf's clothing. That's kind of the story that we all get. And yeah, it could be true to life. There can be people that are like that, you know.
Yeah, that's just true. That is a scary one. I never understood how she didn't realize that that wasn't her grandmother much sooner. But
Yeah. How
yeah.
about you? What's yours?
Oh my gosh. There's I don't know. I like the is it Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
one.
I like that one. I don't know. It's just so many. It's so many to like.
Yeah, some things we forget that actually are
Yeah.
brothers Grimm stories, and we think
Yeah,
they're.
that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, is that a Brothers Grimm? Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. Yeah, don't worry. I get caught out on that as well.
Okay, so let's talk about Puck a little bit because I feel like the sisters, like, you know, Sabrina is the more serious one, the little sister is more like laid back and but Puck is like comedy. He's pure like comedy for them. Do you agree?
I think so. Yeah, I remember I approached it like that. I think that, you know, we all need the kind of comedic relief, but it's this. I try my best, knowing that as time goes on in the show, that he becomes a little bit more nuanced. Whilst he does, it's like the girls have so much patience with him that they then bring him into into their journey, and then we start to see a different side to him, and I think he becomes more comfortable, and there's a vulnerability to him. But yeah, like I really took a lot of inspiration from Jim Carrey's The Grinch with like Cindy Lou, you know, like that type of dynamic where, yeah, he has this sort of he pretends like he doesn't like Cindy Lou, but he really does, and you get to see that over time, and that's kind of, yeah, similar to this story.
I would call this a little bit of spark between gonna open it up. Like, okay, we're gonna do a little something here.
I know, yeah, that's yeah, guess we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait for season two. So, how did you get the role and how did you prepare and all that?
Yeah, so well, I mean, obviously he's got the email, saw it come through as Puck, and I was like, okay, Puck, you know, Puck can take on many forms. It can be in theater, it could be in TV, film, and then it was like animated series. I was like, oh my God, great, okay. And I'm familiar with that. And then as soon as I read the script, I was like, I seem to be familiar with all of these characters, you know, it's all from my childhood. And yeah, so I just think that the nostalgia of it alone really sort of made me want to be interested, you know, w want to be a part of it. And then just doing an animated series, I think I really don't give enough respect to the world of animation in a sense of what made me want to become an actor, because that was what we watched as kids, you know, and I would say a huge part of my life was watching animation. So I really wanted to tick that off the list and really sort of sink my teeth into that and see if I could do it. I think some actors can and some actors can't, and I just wanted to see what I could do with just my voice. And yeah, fingers crossed. I haven't seen it, so fingers crossed I do all right. Who knows?
Telling you nails it.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
So he has really cool powers, though. I'm not even going to lie. Like, you know, he gets to turn into whatever he wants to turn into.
Yeah, shapeshifter.
Right. But if you could pick a different power, see, because I would like the slippers. Like, if I could click my heels and not be in traffic and just get to where I need to go, that's what I would choose. Is there a different power that you would like?
Oh, okay. I always hear that saying that you want to be invisible is a bit of a red flag, because like it's like,
Why are you gonna be
why do you want
invisible?
to be invisible, you weirdo? I would say I but I yeah, invisible. I mean, that's the first one that comes to mind. But yeah, the shoes, man, the slippers. That's one I wouldn't have even thought of. So I'm rather than being someone that's a red flag and using invisible, I'm gonna go to the
Gonna go
slippers.
with the slippers. Yeah, I'm telling you, just bypass that traffic. So,
Yes.
my final question for you though, because I know our time is limited. If you could describe this season in three words, for the fans, I've not seen it, what would the three words be?
I think it would be there's a warmth. It's very warm. It's very heart. I say heartwarming. I would say it is. It's courageous. I think the girls are just they persevere on such a great level, and they don't give up. So there's that mentality, and silly and funny and goofy. So yeah, that's more words than three words.
Yeah, that's perfect, though. Thank you
There
so
we
much for your
go.
time.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care.